Mr. Fields, we appreciate you joining us today.
I appreciate you having me, sir.
From your standpoint, what are the biggest factors that are affecting the price of a gallon of gas today?
Well, we are in an incredibly volatile market, no doubt about that. There are a lot of things going on around the world, around this country, that are affecting gasoline prices. We're all feeling that pinch at the pump. There are so many things going on. One, you've got a barrel of crude oil that is higher than it's been in a long time, probably going to reach its highest point in the next couple of months. You got the futures market that is a little bit leery. Now, I wouldn't say a little bit. They're leery about what's going on in Iran with the tensions between our country and Iran. You've got problems in Venezuela. You got problems in Nigeria, the Virgin Islands. So what's happening all around the globe impacts the prices that we're paying at the pump right now. We've also got some situations with a changeover in the type of gasoline that's being used. We're getting away from a reformulated gasoline that was using an additive called MTBE, and we're getting into an ethanol-based additive, and that is also driving up the cost at the pump.
What demand, what role, I should say, does demand play in this? That's one word I did not hear you say there.
Well, you're right. Demand is at an all-time high, and despite the higher prices, people are continuing to fill their tanks, and it certainly has an impact on what's going on. Another aspect is with what happened with the two hurricanes in the Gulf recently. We are still not at full capacity yet from that event back in August of last year. We're only about 75% at capacity there. So it is a supply and demand situation, and supplies are tight right now, and that's impacting what's going on. It's also impacting the futures market because we are in a very tight supply mode, and there's really no room for error if we were to have another event like we had last August, then we could see some increased volatility at the pump.
Do you perceive there to be a lot of misconception in the general public about why gas is so high right now? And I'm curious, if so, what misconceptions do you encounter the most?
Well, I think there, you know, when you read the record profits of oil companies, then a lot of folks believe that's what's driving it. There are a lot of misconceptions. There are a lot of factors involved in pricing at the pump. One thing that the biggest misconception is that the local retailer is the one who's driving this, and that's typically not the case. I mean, the profit margin for a gallon of gasoline is pennies, and so we're not seeing it is not the local retailer that is driving the cost, but they're the one. They're feeling the heat. There's no question about it. They're getting a lot of negativity from the public.
Last year, we saw record gas prices after Hurricane Katrina. It also happened to work out that oil companies made record profits. You just mentioned that. Should we, as a public, a gas buying public, be a little bit skeptical now when oil companies make record profits at the same time we're paying record pump prices?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of skepticism out there, and. You know, unless you're a shareholder in one of the major oil companies, you're probably extremely upset with the profits that they're making. Again, the folks that I represent, the small business retailers that sell the gasoline on the street corner, are the ones that are feeling that the heat from the public, and that is really unwarranted. And that's certainly there's a lot of skepticism out there, but it really is a supply and demand and a global market. We're also seeing the impacts of some federal legislation that is demanding cleaner air and cleaner environments, and all those things are taking place right now. We've got five or six new specifications that are be coming down on the petroleum industry this year, and all of those things will have an impact on price as well.